there's still a lot to learn about how climate change will affect the world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jonathan Kingslake, assistant professor in the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Columbia University, explores how meltwater may affect the Antarctic ice sheet and sea level rise.
The planet's ice sheets are shrinking, and this is causing sea level to go up. We need to be able to predict how this will continue in order to better defend coastal communities against sea level rise. But ice sheets are really hard to predict, basically just because they're really big and really complicated. Recently, while surveying satellite images and old aerial photos of the Antarctic ice sheet, my colleagues and I made some really surprising observations. During summer, in many places, water moves long distances across the surface of the ice through intricate networks of streams. Some streams feed huge lakes that have been there for decades, but no one had catalogued them. We never expected to see so much meltwater. The biggest lake we found is twice the size of Manhattan, and it's been forming regularly since at least 1973. Elsewhere, a large river drains off the front of the ice and delivers water directly into the sea in an amazing waterfall. These observations weren't just surprising and beautiful, they also raised some serious questions. In the warmest parts of Antarctica, lakes are thought to have caused parts of the ice sheet to break up. This caused ice upstream to flow more quickly into the sea, which speeds up sea level rise. So, in the future, as the atmosphere warms and more meltwater is produced, the question is, will these large networks of streams that we've observed deliver more water into vulnerable areas and accelerate breakup? Or alternatively, will streams increasingly deliver water directly out into the sea? These different scenarios could mean different rates of sea level rise. Currently, we're a long way from being able to answer this question and many other important ones, but the glaciology community is working on it.
That was Jonathan Kingslake of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.